2026. David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine, is on the line. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon.
Well, we're here to talk about the solstice, but first, can I get your reaction to that news there that Dr. Nora Patton will be the first Irish person in space?
Well, a huge congratulations to Nora. She's done many talks for Astronomy Ireland over the years. I can think of nobody perhaps more deserving. We're very excited here. We had the big disappointment earlier in this month when Rhiannon Adam, who was due to go up on a Japanese billionaire freebie mission, she's a Cork photographer and artist, and it got cancelled. But here we are, the end of the month, and we've more great news about the first Irish person going to the space. So huge congratulations to Nora. It'll be front page story of Astronomy Ireland magazine, I'm sure.
You'll be watching that one very closely. Well, the 21st of June is the date that we all associate with the longest day of the year. But this year, the summer solstice is early and today is actually the longest day of the year. Can you explain for listeners what this is all about?
Yes, indeed. Well, the first thing is to remember the Earth's going around the sun every year, and the year isn't an exact number of days. It's 365 and a quarter days long, roughly speaking. So we have to reset our calendar every 4 years with a leap day at the end of February. And that has the effect of resetting the exact moment when we reach the solstice, which, by the way, is the start of summer in the Northern Hemisphere. It's not June the 1st that the meteorologists would have you believe. It's always been an astronomical event, because what's happening is that the Earth's axis is tilted directly toward the sun, the closest it can get pointing toward the sun. In other words, somewhere on the Tropic of Cancer, the sun will be overhead, its most northerly point of the year. And that's what defines the seasons. It's the sun heating up the Northern Hemisphere that causes our summer. So we can argue with the meteorologist that today may or may not be summer, but we'll all agree that tomorrow is definitely summer. And this one's a bit of a record, because it's the earliest that has happened, June the 20th at 9:50 p.m. tonight, since 1796.
228 years. Will we have to wait another 228 to see this happen again, this early solstice?
No, the record will be broken this time next year.
Ah.
Because what happens is it's not even exactly 365 and a quarter days. The planets and the sun, the orbits don't care about human calendars. And so, in fact, Pope Gregory in the 16th century had to introduce an adjustment to our calendar that very few people know about. We think a leap year is every 4 years. Technically, it's not. If the century year, like 2000, is divisible by 400, which 2000 was, then it will be a leap year. But if it's not divisible by 400, like 2100, that won't be a leap year. So 2096 will be a leap year, 2100 won't be, and 2104 back to normal will be a leap year. And that what that means is that this year, 9:50 p.m. tonight, next year, the solstice will happen 6 hours later, which will push it into the 21st.
Okay.
And then 6 hours later after that, that'll happen 3 years. And then we have the leap year in 2028, and that will reset it back to June the 20th. And it'll be 45 minutes earlier than tonight in that year.
Oh, so, very good. David Moore, it is a movable feast, as we say. David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. Thank you so much for that this afternoon. Now, Media Minister Catherine